Logan City Council member Amy Anderson woke up Wednesday morning to a series of text messages assuring her the city had begun implementing an emergency plan.
I texted with Mayor Daines and knew that when they felt the tremors, she ordered all of the fire stations to pull all of their mobile vehicles out. I've already gotten several emails from planning and zoning, just giving you confirmation that all of the buildings that Logan City owns are all okay, that there's been no damage.
In Salt Lake City, Governor Gary Herbert asked for limited activity in downtown to allow for assessments and is encouraging residents to be prepared for aftershocks and to have a plan. In her neighborhood, Anderson says having a plan means pulling out their bag of red, green, and yellow flags.
They ask us to always leave it by your front door, so we have ours in our front hall closet. The idea is that in an emergency, as neighbors go and check, they don't want to waste time. So if they don't see a flag or they see the red flag, that will be a priority house. So it's important that we put out what our status is so that those people that need help the most, it can get to them as quickly as possible.
For a quick reference on earthquake preparation guidelines, go to upr.org. Reporting from Logan, I'm Carrie Bringhurst with Utah Public Radio.